Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight and every weekday evening at this time, the makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. And just as you enjoy listening to this radio drama of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, so will you enjoy using the soap we make, White King granulated soap. White King was the first washing machine soap ever made anywhere. When it was first perfected 30 years ago, it was a brand new idea because it was a granulated soap, not a bar soap. It came in a box, not a wrapper, and it worked as no other soap had ever worked in a washing machine. No washing machine works better than the soap you use, and today, White King, a good soap for 30 years, is improved in quality, better than ever. There are many soaps on your grocer's counters, but none like White King for your washing machine. You will love White King granulated soap. And when you buy White King tomorrow, save the box top and tell your friends to save their White King box tops, too. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has gone into the Egyptian desert to find the thief who stole the precious emerald casket entrusted to him in India by his teacher, the Yogi. With Chandler are his sister, Dorothy Regent, and her son and daughter. Bob and Betty do not know that Abdallah the Bedouin, formerly an agent of the sinister Roxor, was among the guides. But Dorothy, who distrusts Abdallah, discovers far out in the desert that he has disappeared. That evening, the party is abandoned by the Arab guides. Then, suddenly, out of nowhere, a band of desert outlaws swoops down upon them. Chandu, the magician.
Oh, this time I'm really scared.
Oh, Betty, darling.
Well, just think what fun you'll have back home telling about this.
Heads up over there.
Here they come.
Betty, go into the tent.
They've already seen us, Mother.
Oh, why did I let him bring you out here?
We're not beaten yet, Dot. Wait. Stop! Stop! You are to come no farther!
Why, they're slowing down. They really are.
Stop where you are. You cannot come nearer.
Hey, it's just like a slow motion picture. Uncle Frank's turning him to stone.
I can't believe it.
All right, Dad. It's all right now.
Say, will they just stand there like that forever? In a circle, horses and all?
Until I let them go, Bob.
Oh, they look grim sitting there like statues, don't they?
Glaring at us like animals in a cage.
Don't be afraid, Dot. They can't move.
Jeepers, they must feel funny. Imagine sitting on your horse and not being able to move.
I hate to look at them. Their eyes.
Well, don't look at them then.
Bobby, that's not fair. I don't wonder she's afraid.
My Betty was just as scared as I was.
Uncle Frank, how did you do it anyway?
I can't tell you exactly, Bob. I just know how.
You sure do. Well, now what'll you do?
Get some information.
You think they'll talk to you?
I know they will. Let's see. There must be a leader. Yes, that one.
The one on the big white horse?
Mm-hmm. When I say the word, he'll get off his horse and come over here to me.
I wish I could find out how this thing works.
Ragil! Get down from your horse.
Bob, do you know what he means by Ragil?
Get down, I say.
He said it to that man at Najee's the other night, remember?
Yeah, but I don't know what it means.
I do.
Why, Mother?
It's just what you mean, Bob, when you call a man a big lug.
For Pete's sake, how do you know, Mom?
Why, I asked Uncle Frank.
That's it. Come over here to me. Drop the knife.
Isn't Uncle Frank terrific? That man looks scared to death.
Listen to my voice, Ragil. I am Chandu, the magician. You will sleep now, and while you sleep, you will tell me what you know. Namu, sleep. Listen to the music and sleep.
Brother, look
at that.
I never saw anything so absolutely spellbinding in my whole life.
Seat yourself on the sand, Raghil. Now tell me, from where do you come? Speak.
We come from desert.
Are you of the tribe of him who stole the emerald?
It is so, Effendi.
Where is he?
In village.
Far from this place?
One sun.
He means one day.
I know that much, Bob.
Listen to my voice, Raghil. You know Abdallah, the Bedouin.
No, Effendi.
Oh, he must know him.
Why should he?
Well, never mind now, dear.
Speak truth, Raghil. Where is Abdallah?
I know him not, Effendi. By the tomb of the prophet.
Then tell me this. Is the man who stole the emerald to stay in your village?
Aywa, Yasidi. Girgiz will wait until caravan returns from Cairo.
I see. The caravan we met at the oasis.
It is so, Effendi.
Absurd, Frank. How could that caravan have anything to do with the emerald?
Tell me the story, Raghil.
Girgiz, man of my village. All village men rob travelers in desert. Desert man must have food and horses.
Oh, that's a solid idea. They have to eat, so they hold up tourists. How about that?
Shh, Bob.
Raghil, tell me about the emerald.
Men of my village go into desert. When travelers come riding, we take money, jewels, what they have. You see, Effendi?
Very plainly. Well?
My village men were in desert looking for travelers. Met Girgis with great jewel.
Oh, yes. He was on his way home from Cairo.
Aywa, Effendi. He said to village man, he ride fast. You are coming to seek him.
He knew who I was?
No, Yasidi. But he saw a man in Cairo marketplace asking for many camels to go fast into desert, follow a thief.
Abdallah. Mother, why do you keep talking about Abdallah?
Well, he did get us the camels and the stuff for the trip, Betty.
Go on, Raghil.
Our sheikh said to Girgis, give me emerald. I sell in Cairo. You lead Ferengi into desert.
But why then did you attack us if you knew the emerald was not here?
Yasidi, always with travelers, we may find beautiful girls to take back to village.
Oh, no.
Also, there is much silver in saddlebags of travelers.
And also, your sheikh told our guides to pretend their best camel was sick.
You know that, Effendi.
So the guides left us. They're waiting out in the desert a little way until you come back to them.
Aywa, Effendi, with much silver and beautiful girls.
Well, why don't you go?
Oh, Effendi, great king of magic appear from sky, make air full of sound, say stop, stop! Horse not move, man not move, aye, mashallah.
Listen to me. Where is Abdallah the Bedouin?
I know not. Oh, Effendi, thou art Chandu himself. Mashallah, Allah.
Be silent. You see, Dot, he really doesn't know.
Uncle Frank, what difference does it make where Abdallah is?
Later, Betty. Now, Raghil, tell me the name of the man in Cairo who buys the jewels you take from travelers. Aki Dogri. His name?
Mohammed Zaid, Effendi.
The truth?
By the beard of the prophet, I speak truth. Why, Yatenebi.
And you never heard the name Roxor?
No, Effendi.
Very well.
Oh, but Frank, the man who stole the emerald from you was in Roxor's rooms. Abdallah recognized him.
But he said he wasn't one of Roxor's men, Dot. Now, Raghil, you may go back to the other men. When you are on your horse, you will wake and remember nothing. Go your way, thieves! Turn your horses and ride into the desert. Go!
Holy smoke!
They look like somebody out of the Middle Ages.
I'd like to know what those guides think, hiding out there in the sandhills.
Well, they'll have something to think about, Bob, now that these fellows have ridden off instead of showing up with our money. Well, Dot, do you want to try your hand at desert cooking?
Well, you and Bob will build me a fire. But won't the guides come back now?
Now, Mother, you wait. You and Uncle Frank have been mysterious long enough. What is all this about Abdallah?
Well, I think we should tell her, Dot.
Well, I suppose she'll find it out sooner or later. I don't like it, though.
Mother, what is it?
It's just that Abdallah was riding with the guides when we left Cairo.
Was that what you were cooking up that night at Najee's?
Yes, it was, Bob. He came there to tell me he'd given up working for Roxo and wanted to join me.
I hope you didn't believe him.
I didn't at first. I do now. It was because of you, Betty.
What?
That's right. He said he'd fallen in love with you.
How do you like that? I hoped you told him off.
We did. But still, he insisted that I give him something to do to test his good faith. So I sent him off to find out where Roxo's headquarters is.
And he took you to those rooms in Cairo.
No, dear. Uncle Frank followed Abdallah there because of that message from the yogi.
And afterward, when the emerald was stolen, Abdallah begged me to allow him to get camels and guides for us for this trip.
You sure took a big chance on him.
I had a very good reason, Bob.
Oh, I was against it, and I still am.
But why, Mother?
Well, for one thing, I thought he'd always be making excuses to talk to you, Betty. But he promised not to speak to you or even to let you know he was with us.
You know, I feel kind of sorry for him after all.
I see what you mean, Dot.
That's just why we didn't want you to know about it.
Oh, but Mother...
And don't get any silly ideas that there's something glamorous about him.
Well, he really is a prince, I bet.
Yeah? And where is he now? Out there with the guides who want to rob us. Some prince.
Oh, no, he's not, Bob. He left long before the guides did.
He might not have run away. He might be lost.
Oh, dear, I wish we hadn't told you.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Just think, I might be a prince. Oh... What makes the sky that funny color? All of a sudden.
No, it's a sandstorm blowing up. Come on, everyone. Over here where the camels are. Hurry.
Why, no.
Oh, yes.
We crouch behind the camels and try not to breathe in sand. Huh?
That's right, Bob. That's right. All right, get down.
I hope the camels will lie still.
They will, Betty. They're used to this.
Oh, the sand's stifling. Oh, I can hardly breathe.
Get down, Dot. Close to the camel. That's right. You too, Betty. Keep your heads down. I'm right here. Bob, get down. Bob!
Before we bring to a close our drama tonight, may we say one brief word about White King soap for summer wash days. The warmer the weather gets, the more dirt the youngsters seem to collect on their clothes. And that is when you need the wash day help of White King in your washing machine more than ever. For only honest-to-goodness soap suds can wash dirty clothes really clean. And if you think that everything that comes in boxes is soap, or if you think all soaps are pretty much alike, we suggest you try White King. You will find that everything from cowboy jeans to bright, pretty cottons, from bath towels to work clothes, comes out fresh and clean when washed in White King suds. White King washes off the surface dirt and washes out the hidden dirt, the deep down dirt you cannot see. Try White King in your washing machine, won't you? Know what you'll say? You'll say this: I love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.